Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been moving in silence like was attached to this muscle. Cause I'm considered an OG now, I've survived through the struggle. They try to contain your bone inside a very small bubble, but I keep grinding, trying to turn this dirt into a diamond. If you're looking for a hustler, Oakland, Cali's where you find him. My mentality's blindsided in the hood, I'm like a shaman. I don't accompany broke niggas, we don't have nothing in common. I'd rather keep the peace than keep a peace, but I ain't silly, bruh. Keep the clapper close in case I gotta light the city up and watch it burn and smolder like a Philly's blunt. Until then, I'll stay immersed in this thriller hunt. Cause I'm too old to be playing these young games, though this vortex viper got very good aim.
I'ma make this paper,
then floss it on them haters. If you don't like me now, you gon' hate a nigga later. I'm tryna play it cool, don't make me activate the fader. Leave your body in the ocean, you be swimming with the sailor.
I'ma make this paper,
then floss it on them haters. If you don't like me now, you gon' hate a nigga later. Stay in your own lane, pinpoint you with a laser. Too many wrong turns, I'd have the napalm blazer.
High slow, has a nigga be mobbing through, standing on that avenue. Got me flossing like it's Dennis, I'll be up in this like Dennis. Keep that heater in the four-seater. I'm a gangster leaner, working on that Diddy box. Mango with the pizza rock. Got the tins knocking like I'm out here slanging products. Shaking constant posts, cause they trying to handcuff. I jug on the Melly cast, keep the seats lean back, fat Joe. As I roll slow, puffin' on a Newport. Cast me on the scene, but my niggas ain't acting. We roll up on your ass like some film, take off like some traction. We silverback, we all about that action. Sun stay shining, car wax, got the charger shining like the diamond. Rihanna on the hoes, better have my money. Call me Hugh, with the house full of bunnies. Give them something in their tummy, wrap it up like a mummy. These niggas out here funny, hit them cold with the Tommy. With the Tommy.
New York City, I need you to get ready. It's Drewski reporting live from the studio, and the National Weather Service has issued a heat wave coming to the city. So expect heavy heat and humidity to continue as the weeks begin. And remember to keep cool, drink lots of water, and check on friends and family, because when this heat wave hits, it's going to get real.
Woo! Woo! Go! 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 Heard you. Woo! Let's go! Diamonds in a Rollie,
heard you.
I've been getting to the money,
heard you.
Pull up in a foreign,
heard you.
Niggas see me ballin',
heard you.
Walk up in a club when it's so lit. Come through, then I
fake another nigga bitch. Motherfucker, I. Motherfucker, I. Yeah, talk killer shit. Never let him play me, not a little bit. Tell them strippers that I'm coming with the red money. I'm about to blow a new Benz money. Tell them bring the bottles with a rosé. Excuse me, homie, but you standing in a hoes way. Goddamn, got me feeling like a new nigga. Still fuck my old bitch like I'm her new nigga. Woo. Still ballin' on these suckers. Switching up different foreigns on these suckers. See you hating even though we know you love us. You was never getting paid, but now you ugly. Shorty, I just wanna spend a night with you. You ain't poppin' till I see a nigga wife with you. Tell them bitches get in with the program. When I met her, she ain't look the same on Instagram. Big diamonds in a Rollie. I've been getting to the money. Pull up in the foreign. Niggas see me ballin'. Walk up in a club when it's so lit. Come through, then I take another nigga bit. Motherfucker, I. Motherfucker, I. Yeah, woo. I've been going harder. Showed up with the same watch as Sean Carter. Feel like Nino at the Carter. Tell these haters can't stop me, why bother? Yeah, all tatted like a young Crip. Left with three, but I came outside with one bitch. I'm the realest nigga anyway. Party like we ball players when we celebrate. Think I fell in love with a femme though. She got me Tom Ford and Valentino though. Chasing money, that's a mission, doggy. Bitches watching when they see the diamonds glisten on me. Do it for the homies in the prison system. I fuck famous hoes and take pictures of them. Shorty says she never been to Brooklyn, nigga. But she thinks she fell in love with a Brooklyn nigga. Big diamonds in a Rollie. I've been getting to the money. Pull up in the foreign. Niggas see me ballin'. Walk up in a club when it's so lit. Come through, then I take another nigga bit. Motherfucker, I. Motherfucker, I.
Loop, huh? I did a bit of that loop, huh? All of my bitches, they rich, huh? And they stay rockin' that rich. to Terry Rock, running from the cop, shooting at the ops. Bitch ass nigga, fuck that nigga, man.
Yeah, I'm a certified smacker.
Fly, Kodak.
I'm a real deal sniper, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I know you ain't never been with no real hitter.
Yeah.
No real nigga.
Yeah. I'm talking about like. Yeah. Yeah. A nigga that really got a side, though. I'm talking about like being caught by the boss and not the runner.
395.
Yeah, that way.
Have you ever made love to a real hitter? Yeah, probably finesse and probably out here Jordan. I wanna know. I'ma love you like I might die tomorrow. I'ma love you like I might die tomorrow. I'm probably getting money if I ain't call you, baby. I'm probably getting money if I ain't call you, baby.
I just came back from Christmas at the Trump Hotel. Before I take it in, I got to kiss me one more sale. Name saying I'm running for breeze, cause she ain't got no smell. I can hit it from the back and got to hold my breath. All these hollers on me got me starting to look like a scammer. All that ass she got back, that's starting to look like a pamper. Pull up on your ass with a bag, just like I'm Santa. Plug name Julio, but he don't play for Atlanta. The only millionaire you know that wear a dope boy Reed. You ain't never fucked a nigga that had this much cheese. I'm just trying to run you crazy like they tried Kanye. Treat you like the mailman, make you come once a day.
Have you ever made love to a real hitter? A nigga that always interfere, probably finesse and probably out here Jordan. I wanna know. I'ma love you like I might die tomorrow. I'm probably getting money if I ain't call you, baby. I'm probably getting money if I ain't call you, baby. You know I'm watching these streets, I gotta get it. If I ain't on the cone, I'm in the Yobe, I'll be busy. But you gotta pray for me, cause these niggas be hating in my city. And you gotta thank God every day he be letting you be with me. I'm getting that little pussy like I'm just getting out of prison. And word around town, he bad a nigga, but he did. I'm sniper game, baby, I got more stripes than the Navy. And ain't nothing changed because I motherfucking made it. I'm a real hitter, I'm a real nigga, I'ma treat you like a lady. I'm a real hitter, so every pussy I got, it ain't no safety. And if I ain't caught you biting, baby, I'm getting to that money. But I'ma come through and I'ma fuck you like the police looking for me. Have you ever made love to a real hitter? Yeah. A nigga that always interfere, probably finesse and probably out here Jordan. I wanna know. I'ma love you like I might die tomorrow. I'ma love you like I might die tomorrow. I'm probably getting money if I ain't called.
No real hitter like this.
I'm probably getting money if I ain't called.
I get your hair done so much they start to think you beautician. These little niggas trying to come up, only reason they diss me. Your last man bought your BB, but I buy you your vision. Biggest thing he ever did for you would take you to chillin'. Keep a bank in my pocket, call me Plies Fargo. Sex game undefeated, think I'm 100 and no. I don't go nowhere for free, if you got a check, I go. Your last man, he was petty, tell him I said so. I be hustling so hard, I lose track of the days. That little quarter was so sorry, I called it minimum wage. Before you leave this earth, baby, you better get you a hill. Talking one that got a bag that dropped that rod like a killer. Yeah, I just wanna know.
Have you ever made love to a real hitter?
Say, Jim. It's the champagne pouring, big joint rolling, Bombay sipping, no blunt smoking, bad bitch getting thick and she got some friends with her. I take
take them out, pouring shots of liquor, drinking out the bottle, smiling in all my pictures. The marijuana louse and them hoes follow like Twitter. Nigga, you know everything, Taylor. Don't rush to the bar, fool, if you ain't got no paper. That's the rules. High as fuck, sloppy drunk when I'm passing through. Rolling doobies up, yo ho, who we pass them to? Hit the club, spend this money up, roll another one, drink, act a fool. That's what I have to do.
Champagne all night, never worry about a damn thing. When y'all might, homie, I'm on my level, level. Yeah, 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 I'm gonna take one shot, one shot to the brain, and I order three more shots.
Couple dollars on my engine motor roaring when I back out the garage. Gin got me drunk as fuck, stumbling out the bar. Plus I'm struggling trying to find the keys to my car, cause I be going hard. Roll the camera, life is like a movie, I'm the star. Wish you was in my position, you too broke to play the part. Of course, I keep some bad women with me in the back, sipping rosé with some hash twisting. All about a dollar, my team and the cash getting. Straight out of the burger, we drink and we smash niggas. So when I say I'm ballin', that don't mean that I'm playing, man. All my diamonds talking, you can see what they saying, man.
Hey, I've been drinking champagne all night, never worry about a damn thing. Well, yeah, y'all might, homie, I'm on my level, level. Yeah, 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 I take one shot, shot to the brain, then I order three more shots, shot. I'm going in.
In the middle of the night, early in the morning, from the streets to the sheets with some freaks, I ain't yawning. I'm wide awake, we ain't eating and we ain't sleeping. These bitches so high, man, we ain't even speaking, we just freaking. You rolling with Short Dog, baby, she was high on that pill, so I fucked your lady. Come to my house, I give them everything they want. I might not do it, but I give it to your woman. Cocaine, mushrooms, wanna. I got tequila, so rockin' two freaky friends, and it's a Wednesday night, this ain't the weekend.
See, I've been drinking champagne all night, never worry about a damn thing. When y'all might, homie, I'm on my level, level. Yeah, 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 I'm gonna take one shot, shot to the brain, and order three more shots. Man, I swear I'm on my level. I'm finna pass out. Man, I swear I'm on my level. Nigga get smashed out. My nigga, I swear I'm on my level. Man, I'm high as fuck. Man, I swear I'm on my level. Man, I'm sloppy drunk. Man, I swear I'm on my level. I'm finna pass out. Man, I swear I'm on my level. Nigga get smashed out. My nigga, I swear I'm on my level.
See, I've been drinking champagne
all night, never worry about a damn thing. When y'all might, homie, I'm on my level. Yeah, I'm on my level, level. Yeah, I'm on my level, level. Yeah, take one shot, shot to the brain, and I order three, four shots, shot. I'm going in. Hey, I'm on my level, level. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. 8 o'clock Monday morning. December 16th, Marcy Projects. It's either you claim your spot or somebody else will. Your boss come through, make sure everything good, everything's a go around here. You know? It's no games.
Just I let them know how I do it round here. And I'm out 8 tomorrow, dog. Clock 2 around here. What you do around here? And you know I keep my tool around here. My act the food around here, yeah. My hood, my set, my strip, my peas, whatever. We down, we real, we forever. Put a game down there, made change down there. Cause I served some fiends that broke down there, yeah. And now I made my way around here. And you know I twist them like around here. Been made down here, around here. Acts around them, know I lay down here, yeah. And now I'm air down there. Bigger. I park a lamb round here, and I'm still in my Nike Airs, yeah, my hat clean, and I'm living with no fear, round here, yeah, 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 we riding clean on them things, round here, yeah, we getting low, round here, yeah.
Wednesday, it's your boy Dope Ass Music. We in the building. We're gonna go ahead give my homegirl another 5 minutes to get to the show because we got a good show tonight. Shout out to my man Jit. He was yesterday was his birthday. He said that he didn't get told back, but I seen him in a strip club with the two butt naked nanny strippers, and you know what I'm saying, he's getting down. Shout out to the nanny strippers. We'll be back right after this song, Real Trap Wednesday.
Thought I had a taser, call the street like a razor.
Trying to get some bail money for my man Zay. Shout out to my man Zay. Once again, shout out to my man Jit. Yesterday was his birthday. He turned like 47, 48, something like that. But you know what I'm saying? All the young hoes love him. So with no further ado, we're gonna go ahead and bring on the queen. We got Miss Lady B in the building. What's happening?
Same old shit, different toilet.
But look, if you're in North Carolina, you better make sure you go into the right bathroom. Don't be going into the family bathroom. You gotta go into the same one. Whatever you do, you gotta go in that bathroom. You gotta go in that bathroom.
Well, I don't visit North Carolina that often, so maybe once a year if that's so. I'm good.
And ladies
I'll
and
be
gentlemen,
okay.
Introducing the senior citizen, the Negro with the rusty elbows, the man of the hour. The Scorpio King, my man, Jit Chronicles. What's happening, Jit?
What to do, fam? I'm going to need you to put some respect on my name, though. You know what I'm saying? It's Jit Chronicles, the Black Larry King. I don't know about no senior citizen and all that shit, because, you know, I'm just 29, my nigga. I freshly turned 29 yesterday, so let's get that right. You know what I'm saying? But nevertheless, what a do dope, you know what I'm saying? What's up, Lady B, you know what I'm saying? Real Trap Wednesdays next to Blow Radio, man. I'm so ready tonight. Let's get it.
See, you know, we had to take yesterday off, Lady B, because it was his birthday. So we had to take yesterday off for Grind Hard. So, you know, he ready to turn up.
You know, everybody
now
thought I turned up, man, but I really chilled with the kiddies last night and the fam, you know what I'm saying? So it was different from the year before, but I enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? The kids had fun, and, you know, it is what it is.
Man, shout out to Jit.
You know, Jit love the kids. I'm like, treat daddy.
Oh, Lord.
I don't.
Jit love the kids.
I don't love the kids.
Yeah, not you grown little motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? I like the nice kids.
Yeah, the real kids.
Not y'all fresh ass little kids, yeah. Because kids are fresh these days, man.
Now, Jit, you know what? Somebody asked me how old is too old to trick or treat. Too old to trick or treat, Jit.
Oh man, I say once you up in those teens, man, you might need to sit your ass down somewhere. You know, I say let the little kids ball out on Halloween. You know, so I feel like maybe 13. You know what I'm saying? But at that age, that's when you should be taking the younger kids or your younger brothers and sisters trick-or-treating and shit. But, yeah, bro, I say around 13, 14, man, you might need to just, you know, you might need to cut it.
Yeah, basically.
No pun intended.
My rule back in the day was if you're out of elementary school, I can jack you for your candy. That was my rule.
Oh, damn. But damn, no.
Damn, you're cutting them off at the gate.
I know, right? You 12 in the 7th grade. You 11 in the 6th. Let them breathe, though. Damn.
Yeah.
That's okay. Kids out Halloween,
fresh,
man.
No candy. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's better meeting your parents. Better meeting your parents.
Hey, but y'all know what? Real quick, I just wanted to say, y'all heard about them, the motherfucking people putting edibles in the kids' trick or treating bag and shit like that. And it's just like, don't put that shit in the kids. Get it to the grown ups. You know what I'm saying?
Get it to the grown ups.
I wish I would have gotten some fucking edibles. You know what I'm saying? I like that.
Oh, Lord, heaven.
But don't give it to the kids.
You always eating something, Jit. You always eating something for
real. Well, I almost got with you, but I had to hold myself.
Damn.
But you're right, though. I like to eat everything.
You like to eat. Country nigga love to eat. Oh, Lord Jesus. What's the first topic, Jit? Because, you know, you saying.
All right, man. This Real Trap Wednesdays on Nix, the Blow Radio. First topic up, man, we got some good topics tonight. But the first topic up, why do good fathers have the worst baby mamas? I'm going to tell y'all this. This is no lie. I just got off the phone with my homeboy last night. You know, we've been talking about this shit back and forth. And I got another homeboy. I mean, this man done did everything right, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And the mama still won't let the nigga see the baby. You know, so for me, I'm going to say this. I be feeling like the baby mama still be carrying a torch for that nigga, and because they can't be with you, they going to try to punish you in the worst way possible. And what's the worst way to punish a motherfucker who takes care of their kids is to use the kids. You understand what I'm saying? You know, and I want to say vice versa too, but they're using kids as pawns, and that's not cool. Because no matter what you're going through, it has to be worse on that child more than anything. You know what I'm saying? So that's some shit that commonly happens all the fucking time, man. And for me, I feel like it's because a bitch still hung up on that nigga who might not want to be with her no more, and she going to use the child as a weapon. And again, it can be vice versa. Nigga might do the same thing to his baby mama, you know, if you got it like that. So I want to make sure I be clear on that, you know what I'm saying? But That's my thoughts, you know what I'm saying? And the only reason why I'm saying that to y'all, man, because I've heard too many people with the same story. But, you know, that's how I feel about it. I want to know what y'all think about this topic.
Go ahead, Lady B. Let the world know how you feel on that
topic. I have to agree with him. I have to agree with him because, I mean, I've listened to women with the stories, and sometimes when you're listening to what they're saying, me, I'm sitting there reading between the lines, and I'm like, I'm still trying to hear why the man can't see his fucking kids, you know?
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
But you listen to it for a little while, and you can read between the lines, and you know she's still hung up on some bullshit, you know? And it does go both ways, because I went through that with my son dad, and, you know, they just do the absolute most, and they figure, well, hey, I'm going to play this game with them and get them right now. Never mind the fact that when you had them, you wasn't doing what the fuck you're supposed to be doing. Now you're going
in the first
about
place.
Your business, and here you coming yeah. back trying to use the kids to keep them in line. Well, why you didn't do the shit you needed to do when they was first there?
I respect that.
I have to agree. I went through it for the longest, and my son dad did the absolute work. You know, he out there cheating, hoeing, and everything else. And every time I'm supposed to be feeling some type of way, but he out there hoeing. Oh, okay. You know,
he out there hoeing.
He out there hoeing. That's what I call it, hoeing.
You out there hoeing. Well, you know, the craziest thing is I brought up this topic because as a parent myself, right, you know, I try to be there for my kids. I try to be the best father I can be, you know, but I'm going to give you two scenarios. I'm going to give you all two scenarios of why I want to throw this topic out, right? And I want to see if y'all can give me a legitimate reason why this occurred.
Okay.
All right, now, my ex-wife, before we got divorced, but after I kicked her out the house, I said, hey, during the summer, mind you, when, you know, nigga gotta pay for daycare and after school programs and stuff, my boy stayed with me. The boys, they stayed in the house with me, and then she stayed with her parents, right? After school started, she was like, hey, I want the kids to go out to school out here with me. They did have a better school district, I must agree. So I said, all right, cool. Boys go with you, plus, you know, you they mom. I never had a mom. You know, I can get them on the weekends. Cool. So I get my kids back. Just have to go file for child support. Now, mind you, I ain't never not taking care of my kids a day in their life. She filed child support. Now, that's cool. You want to file child support, whatever. You know, I'm making $80,000 a year. Don't bother me none. Take this little money. There you go. That's for my kids. No problem. Well, my job packed up, and it moved to either Oregon, Georgia, or Minnesota. Well, I got a little girl. I can't just leave my daughter. That ain't going to work. I can't leave her because she's going to be on the stroller on the pole if I do that, right? So go ahead. I say, well, cool, I'm going to give me a new job. Now I'm making half the money, but I'm still paying the same amount of child support. Now, this whole time she's getting assistance. So the $1,000 I'm paying a month for child support, my kids are only getting $350 of that. The reason why I'm like, hey, well, why don't I just give you $5 and you just take me off the child support? She's like, no, I don't want to have to pay for their medical. But I got a whole job that pays for medical, but you don't want to go through my medical and you don't want to have to deal with the situation. So here it is. I don't understand that logic. I don't understand the logic, right? But I've always taken care of my kids. I don't understand. And she whole married now. She got a whole new husband, but I'm still dealing with it. So shout out to that. Second thing is, shout out to my daughter's mom. When I was going through my tough time, right? I always been there for my daughter since day one. I cut the umbilical cord with my teeth. I nodded off, right? Been there since day one. Brother went through a little hardship. So I couldn't be there all the time like I wanted to be there. But guess what? I still was trying to be there. Well, she wanted to take me. She said, well, we need to go to court for child support. Because I don't see you doing enough. Whoa, you know, that's kind of harsh that I'm not doing enough. But guess what happened? Oh, now the roles are reversed. She's now in the situation I was in. Now she's fully understanding what the hell I was talking about. So, ladies, here's my thing. If the nigga loves your kid, quit being an asshole. The nigga love you. If he loves the kid, it's not about the money, it's about the time. And if he pitches in at least a little bit, just something, let the nigga be a daddy to the kid. That's all I got to say on that.
I agree with that because my son dad didn't do shit. And my whole thing was, if you're putting in time with him, I wouldn't even bother you about nothing. Because at the end of the day, you're giving him something that money can't buy. So that right there, I understand and I agree with wholeheartedly. It's the ones that don't give the time, don't give the money, or anything else. What are you doing?
They just gave the dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
hey, dope, that one
kind of
caught me off. Yeah. That caught me off guard because, I mean, you clearly said she with a whole nother nigga now. You know what I'm saying? So I see if she, like, had some type of interest in you or, you know, wanted, you know, hey, whether it was just we going to fuck one time or whatever the case may be, any kind of interest. But you saying she got a, you know, whole
she
nother
whole
nigga,
right
you
now.
Doing
she
everything
whole,
right, you know what I'm saying?
Husband.
So that's mind-boggling to me, bro. Like, it makes
no
earthly
say
sense.
Something. If she have a whole nother man and he doing what he's supposed to do, she just wanted to be a bitch. She just really wanted to make shit hard for you. Like, really? Because that's ridiculous. Because, I mean, most women
kind of don't make no sense.
You know, when they want to, they done moved on with their life and they in love or whatever the fuck you want to call it. They not caring if this motherfucker don't never come do nothing. Because they got this new man over here. He going to be daddy to the kids and everything else.
Yeah.
But if she's still being a bitch about that. Either she's money hungry or she's just, but she was being a bitch about it. Either way it goes. Because you have some of them that will still, I'm going to have the money regardless. I'm going to have the money regardless. This man over here taking care of the kids, and you got this going, but he's still this, that, and the other. Okay, we understand he don't still have his responsibility, but you don't have to be a bitch about it.
Yeah. And that 99.9% of the time.
And that shit is hard on the kids because them kids, let me tell you something, them kids peep that shit quicker than adults.
Yeah. And Lady B, I don't think people realize that. They don't realize how smart kids is, especially now fucking days. Kids are smart.
They are.
Like
they
a motherfucker.
They peep it quicker than adults. You know, because I never forget, me and my son's dad broke up and everything, and my son got older. He had to be about 7, 8 years old, and I didn't really bring guys around him, but I had my little friend, and I decided, okay, I'll let my son meet him. So my son get in the house, and he looked, and he said, how you doing, little man? And my son just looking at me, say, he good. He walked on to his room. So when he called me to his room, he said, who's that? And I was like, oh, that's my friend. Oh, he's a jerk. Boy, you just spent 2 minutes in a room with the man. What you mean he's a jerk? You know, 2 weeks later, sure as the sunrise is set, he proved to be the same fucking jerk that my son called him out of 2 minutes of conversation. And kids, they be knowing the shit quicker than us. I listen to kids sometimes when it comes to judging people over adults in a minute. Because them kids see shit that we don't see. And they honestly, we sit there and try to flower the shit up and be like, oh, well, you know. But then kids like, they stupid. You know? It's stupid. And you sitting there
that's
like, they don't know what they're talking about, but them kids are smart as hell. They see what we don't see.
Amen. Amen. Shout out to that, man. Be a good parent. Love your kids, man. Love your kids.
Good topic.
You know, whether they were an accident or whether they were on purpose, man. Love your kids. Man, love your kids.
That's right. Don't want none, don't have them.
What's the
that's
what
I tell them, Lady B. Don't want none, don't have none. Next topic up.
You sound like one
girl
of my dancers.
Hey, might be. All right, next topic up. Is your girl gay if she lets another woman eat her out? Now, this is my thing. I like women that experiment. What is wrong with a little experiment? Everybody should be a motherfucking equal opportunity. You understand what I'm saying? Ladies, men, boys. You know, nah, we ain't going to get that far with it. You know what I'm saying? But, hey. I'm all for it. I don't necessarily say it because I feel like, I mean, it's more acceptable for women to be gay or lesbian or bi or whatever versus a man, you know, so it don't personally bother me. She might have some bisexual tendencies or whatever the case may be, but I'm just saying, if old girl gonna eat your pussy, can I eat it with her and we can eat it together? You know, that's how I really feel about the situation. You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't necessarily stamp the label just gay. Not the way these women, and no offense, ladies, not the way these women experiment nowadays. You know, and you know, some women, they fuck with ladies for a minute, go right back to the dick. Fuck with women for a little bit, go right back to the dick. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't put that strong of a label on it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she might be bisexual or something if she's letting another chick eat her out. You know what I'm saying? But I want to know what y'all think about this topic.
I'm going to go ahead and let Lady B go first because I got a whole bunch to say on this.
You
I love them when they
repeat that
don't bring
question
no nigga
again.
I'm gonna repeat it for you, Miss Lady B.
Again. I gotta make
I
sure
got
I heard this right.
Is your girl gay if she lets another woman eat her out?
She's bisexual.
Okay.
Bisexual. I would say bisexual because there is a difference. Bisexual, they back and forth. Gay, the lesbian, they straight one way. That's all they want. But the bisexual, they flip flopping. Flip flopping.
They
flip flopping. Because ain't no way in hell you going to be done had about 4 or 5 kids.
They flip from
pussy
to dick.
Yeah, I mean, really, think about it. Ain't no way in hell you going to be have about 4 or 5 kids, and next thing
and
you
then,
know, I'm gay now. I'm a lesbian. Hold on. Well, who them damn kids for? You been sticking something? You know, how the fuck you wake up and decide you want to be gay the next day? You know, I don't think I like this anymore. We're going to try something else. You know, like to flip the switch. No. You know, either you was always like that or you was always curious or you just straight fucking confused.
Experimenting.
It's one
yeah,
or the other.
Yeah.
You just
yeah.
want to try this shit. Well, this is a new thing. I've had enough of these niggas, so let me see what I could get out of a woman. What?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Give me my blood.
You're hitting that on the head with that one.
I just move on to the next one. All of them can't be assholes. There got to be a good one somewhere. Fuck that. I'm sorry. No, thank you. Next, please. Next fella, please. Because I see right now, it ain't going to work. Mm-mm.
Nick.
I am not a time next. I cannot take a lick and keep on ticking. Mm-mm. No, no, no. I'm sorry.
So funny. Now, the reason why I brought up this particular topic is because, you know, I'm at work. And I'm listening to these, you know, to these women talk. So there's, you know, they keep forgetting I'm a guy and I'm sitting there and I'm listening, right? So the chick
mm-hmm.
says, hey, you know, I got drunk one time and I let my friend go down on me. Okay. I'm like, you know, that's gay, but okay, whatever. Another chick said I was drunk and I went down on my friend. I'm like, oh, you know, is it worse to get done or is it worse to do the doing? And then I had another chick. She was like, yeah, I had a baby daddy. My baby daddy used to beat me, whatever. So I went to a chick. I'm like, I don't care how hard a woman punches me or how hard a woman hurts my heart. Ain't no dick look that appealing ever. You know, I like it's not going. I'm not going to just be like, you know what? I'm tired of women. I'm gonna go do this. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it's all gay. It's all gay. Because if it was a guy, it's not just going to be like, oh, I got drunk one day and this happened. No, I don't care how drunk I get. It ain't happening. It's not going to happen. There's no accidental. No nothing.
But see, though, that's what I was saying. That's what I was saying earlier. You know, with the women, it's a little bit more acceptable if a nigga do it. Because, you know, if a nigga do it, that's just straight out, nigga, you're a punk. You're a pussy. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? But with a woman, it's a little bit more acceptable. So, bro, I just wanted to say, did you say it's just all gay? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
What was that?
Either way, Jit, it's gay. It's gay, Jit.
Either way. All right. I respect it, but I disagree.
Yeah.
I respect it, but I disagree. Go ahead.
Is it sexier when women do it? Yes, it is.
Oh, of course.
Sexier when women do it, but it's still gay. Still gay.
I see where you're coming from.
Because I like Jit. How many times you take your finger and you put it in her mouth and she suck it off your finger? Now let her try to do that to you. Would you do it?
Hell no. Hell no, we don't lick nothing, baby. We don't lick toes, fingers, none of that shit. You understand? Nah, bro. Nah.
Hey, what am I?
But that proved my point of a double standard, though. That did prove my point of a double standard.
That is
like,
a nigga
do it. That, yeah.
My partner,
but it is what it is.
My partner had the audacity to sit there and say, it's mine, nigga, gay. Gay. Let's
yeah.
just say the
yeah.
partner ended after that conversation. Gay.
Real trap. Real.
If you bust in there and you go in there and eat it after you bust in there, gay. 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 Gay.
Damn. Dope ain't holding no punches on that. Real trap, baby. That's real trap.
I ain't judging you. That's God's job. I'm just saying, you gay. Gay.
Boom,
I don't have no double standards. No double standards for dope. You gay. Whether male, female. Now, you're really gay if you look like Matty Fresh, you're definitely gay. If you put a strap on. Which I don't understand how you gay, but you're still using men appendages. Like, if you're gay, you shouldn't want to be like nothing of a man whatsoever. You don't want no man, but y'all putting on strap-ons and sucking strap-ons and you like. And you're gay.
And see, I guess that's what my problem, not to, you know, take over the conversation or, you know, drag on or whatever, but I guess that's what my
problem say.
Hey, I'm saying that's where my problem lies, because when you get something like that, bro, and it's the females, and especially the niggas. Now, and I'm going to be honest, I ain't got no problem with nobody being gay. I got gay people in my family. It is what it is. Let's have a good time, whatever. Now, will I go to Walmart with you, nigga? No. Am I riding in the car with you, nigga? No. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just keeping it real because that's me. But I think that they overdo it. Like, a female, you know, you said, bro, she got a strap on, titties taped down, voice all deep, and you doing shit that a nigga, that's not how a nigga act. Just like when it comes to niggas being like, acting like females.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say what it is. That's not even how a fucking woman acts. You overdoing it.
Yeah.
So that be what my fucking problem sets in there. Because, like, how the fuck you going to be more man than me? And I got to be. I'm a kid. You understand what I'm saying? So that be kind of my problem. Y'all know me. I try to stay away from the politics, the religion, and people's sexual orientation. But this Real Trap Wednesday, I feel like I can really say how I feel, man. But that bothers me. Because bitches, y'all act more than a nigga, more like a nigga. And that's not how a nigga act. And the same thing with the fellas. Y'all acting like a bitch, and women don't act like that.
They do not act like that.
The twirling and all that. The bitches don't do all that.
No, not my.
Now they might twirl on the dick, like, but they ain't all out in those streets doing all that crazy shit, you know. So I'm uncomfortable with them.
Man, hey, shout out to everybody. Everybody saying Jit turned up tonight. He said Jit turned up.
I am turned up. Shout man. I ain't turned up for the birthday, man. So this is the after party.
This is the after party.
You
saying? Jit gonna pee on somebody later on after the show. He gonna go pee on somebody.
Yeah, I'm gonna drink some white liquor after this show, guys. Cause I was the churn last night. I couldn't drink around the churn last night, man. But it's a good churn. Yeah.
What's the next topic, Jit?
All right, next topic up, man. Real Trap Wednesdays next to Blow Radio. This is a good one here. What would you do if you caught your kid masturbating? Now look, we all grew up in black households. Now, you ain't going to be jacking your dick no high because the door ain't supposed to be closed, nor should that bitch be locked. So I really don't know how that works. However, I will say this. Because I'm not going to get on the daughters. Because I couldn't imagine walking in on my daughters. So I'm going to keep this strictly for my fellas out there. You know, when you're 11, 12, 13, you get a little hair around your balls, get a little hair around your dick, you're looking at your Johnson in the mirror. I understand it. You know what I'm saying? You're curious about yourself. You might want to do what you want to do. That's cool. All I'm saying is, get a motherfucking job, pay one bill, and you can close that door, lock that bitch, and jack your dick as much as you want because you paying bills around this motherfucker. Because if there ain't nobody in this bitch paying no bills, shouldn't be nobody jacking their dick but daddy. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel about that topic. And I want to know what y'all think about it. Because that's straight up shit. You ain't jacking your dick if you ain't paying no bills. If you got time to jack that dick, you got time to go work at Wendy's, McDonald's, and everything else, my nigga. Then you can come do it all day long, and I don't give a fuck.
Lady B, come get your friend. See how Jit don't have no sense. He don't know how to act on the show. Don't know how to act on the show. Don't know how to act on the show.
You got to pay bills. You got to pay bills in my house before jack your dick. That's straight up.
Well, what happens if they're doing it with the door unlocked?
You know, it's so odd. I can't even imagine this. That's why I put that old crazy ass scenario out there because I can't. Nigga, you got to be contributing to bills. You got to be contributing. There's some kind of way to do that. You ain't
wrong.
What
you got to say, Lady B? What you say? What you got to say?
I don't know if I walked in on my son doing it. I probably would be too shocked and just turn around and walk the fuck out and wait till he finishes. I'm gonna let him finish because that's about enough time as I need to get myself together to wrap my mind around what the fuck I just walked in on.
I know, right? Oh, man, that was funny.
Oh, man. Well, as a dad of sons and daughters, I'm going to give a very hypocritical answer for my son versus my daughter, right? For my sons, I'm going to be like, look, hey, you washing your own sheets, nigga. That's what I'm going to say.
I know that's
washing your own sheets, nigga. Like, That seat, you washing it. Matter of fact, you washing it by hand. Don't put it in the lawn. You can't put it in the washing machine. Nothing.
You know, yeah, because nigga done already used up half of your bottle of lotion. Nigga, lotion is hot. Jergens is hot. Nigga, you using that shit out of my
head.
Yeah, Jergens is hot. That shit like $4-$5.
And the nigga dick shining like an Oscar. Nigga dick shining like an Oscar. You know what I mean?
I know, right? Nigga, put my lotion back, nigga. What the fuck?
Put my lotion back. That's for my son. My daughter?
I'm sending her ass to nun school. You're going to Catholic school after that. If I catch that shit, you're going to Catholic school.
Well, see, you know, the craziest thing is, right, when I was young, you know, I was 12, 13, right, the only reason why I knew there was something that's supposed to happen after a certain point was because I discovered my dad's porn, right? So shout out to Debbie Does Dallas and Taboo. Those were the porns that help me understand this. That's supposed to occur in the beginning and the end. Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, let me try it, right? So I decided to try it. And I was like, wow, this is great, right? But at the time, I wasn't producing nothing, right? It was just, you know, just magic, just pow. Well, at the tender age of 14, something came out, scared the hell out of me. It got all over my hands, all over my pajamas. I screamed like a 12-year-old girl when it happened, right?
That nigga say something came out. But go ahead, dope Farrakhan. It was just funny. That was funny.
My dad came in there. Now, this is why I'm asking this question, because my dad comes in there. He's like, what the hell is going on? Because I'm screaming like a 12-year-old girl. I'm thinking I'm bleeding. I'm thinking like something's defective, like I'm dying over here. And he turned the light on. I got it all on my hands. I got it all on his sheet. The nigga whipped my ass. So it was a little traumatic. So that's the reason why I don't.
And how old you was, dope? I just want to ask that one question.
I was 14. I have not masturbated since I was 14.
Oh, okay. Well, damn. Okay, that's
you know,
really extreme.
For some reason, when he was saying that song just came to my head, skeet, skeet, skeet.
I feel like goddamn Spider-Man around here. I got like, web shit all on my hands. I'm like, oh, this is the worst. Man, but I'm just saying, though, Jit, when I tell you I was terrified, Jit, I was terrified. I thought I was dying.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a bit extreme. Because, I mean, come on, 14, man, that's understandable. Come on, now.
Yeah, well, you know, shout out to my.
Hey,
pops,
but no, hey, yeah. I mean, you probably had
yeah,
a straight
shout out to my pops.
I'm pretty sure if he beat your ass.
Yeah. He definitely, he wasn't very.
And see, you ain't had no job, nigga. You used up all the lotion, fucked up the sheet. You see what? So yeah, you supposed to got your ass whooped. I'm with you, pop. Yeah, beat that ass. He ain't got no job.
Yeah. You see what I got there with Lady B? You see, I'm scarred for life, and get over here talking about, yeah, you deserve your ass.
And I'm making fun of it. I'm a nasty motherfucker, ain't
it? Shit ain't shit.
Yeah, oh, man.
Oh,
I love you,
bro. Oh, man. Hey, look. They hashtagging me now. They hashtagging me. Beat your kid.
Uh-oh. Hashtag whoop that ass.
What's the next topic, Jit?
Oh, man, I feel like we're flying through these motherfucking topics, but I'm loving it. All right, next topic up. Is it better to have a smart girl with a bum body or a dumb girl with a banging body? So this is my thing. Granny always said you can't fix stupid. You understand what I'm saying? So I'd rather take a smart girl with a bum body, because, bitch, we can always go to the nearest Planet Fitness, you know what I'm saying, Bailey's Gym. We can get that shit worked out. But I feel like if a motherfucker's stupid, then that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you going to fix that? You know what I'm saying? So, nah, shit, take her to the gym. She got a bad, I mean, and then dope, you fuck bitches with bad bodies all day anyway, so it shouldn't really matter, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, it's a baby right around the corner, baby. We can go around and get it in, you know what I'm saying? So give me a smart girl with a bum body, you know what I'm saying? Because we can fix that, but you can't fix stupid. That's my thoughts. I want to know what y'all think about this topic.
Lady B, you want a smart man that look like Bill Gates, or you want a Shamar Moore?
Now why you gotta go there?
But that nigga ain't got no high school diploma though, sis. He look like Shamar Moore, but he dropped out in the fifth grade. But the nigga look like Shamar Moore. You know?
He gotta add up his check on his toes. He gotta add his check up on his toes.
Damn.
Yeah, nigga can't count work for shit, sis.
Yeah. Well, I'm with him because you can't fix stupid. I just gotta play against stupid people. You know, that won't work well with me. He'd be done left me anyway if he was stupid. So I gotta go with because I know my mouth can be something else. So I gotta go with the little smart ugly man. It's like, but everybody in real life, I don't want no ugly man. I don't want no short man. I don't want no pudgy man. I don't give a fuck how much weight I gain. He can't gain a pound. Period.
Damn, she's tough.
But I have to go with the little smart ugly man. If it wouldn't have got it like this, I mean, shit.
Man.
Now let me tell you why I said I don't want no pudgy man. If I met you and you fit, right?
Mm-hmm.
You laying down 9 inches of pipe, it is a fact when you start getting that pudge in the midsection, at some point you start losing inches. So with that being said, if I met you 5 years ago and you giving me 9 inches, it's nowhere in hell 5 years later you're going to be giving me 7.5 inches. No, you're not. 9 is a 9 is a 9. No. You can't gain no weight. I don't give a fuck how much weight I gain. You can't gain a pound. Period.
That's what's up. Yeah. I respect it, Lady B.
Non-negotiable.
Okay, so we got another Scorpio in the building. Hold on, I got another Scorpio in the building. But,
another Scorpio in the thing, man. Okay,
he's from the little state. He's from the little state called Delaware. What's up, Crush?
Gang gang in his bitch.
Oh shit! It's the little Mexican. What's up, Crush?
Well, I got that. First of all, I'm Dominican. Get it straight.
Nope. Ooh. Oh, my bad.
Go
ahead and check game.
Very,
you look at Mexican to me, nigga, but hey, it is Mexican, Dominican, or whatever it is, nigga. Okay?
We,
and drop the chalupa
to
you too, sir. Okay?
Just
but
like
don't
Africans
drop the chalupa.
That's what, when Africans say they hate, when people call them black, they get mad about that shit. Just like us. We hate being called Mexican.
Man. Y'all still eat chalupas and tacos, so it's all the same thing. It's the Dominican Republic.
But he don't speak no Spanish though, Jit. He's just a whole nigga.
I'm mostly nigga, okay? Leave me the fuck alone. I'm mostly nigga.
Hey, no, it's all love, Chris. You know I'm gonna mess with you, bro. It's all good.
I know.
Hey, so Crush, man, shout out to you, man. Your birthday was yesterday as well. I know you want to chime in on the topic because, you know, I know you've been a masturbator for about a good 4 years now. So you want to chime in on the topic?
First of all, I was going to chime in on that. I was going to chime in on the dumb girl, smart girl, but. Damn it! If I gotta start here, do I have to start here? Because
no, you can start on whatever you want to, Chris. Yesterday was your birthday. You're a Scorpio like this nigga Jit. I'm going.
Oh,
Chris'
birthday was yesterday. It was the 31st.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I think everything I said about good brother. My bad, Chris. This is Jit Chronicles. How you doing, good brother?
What's good, old Jit? What's good?
Hey, that's what's up. All right. You know what? Scorpios got to stick together now, my nigga. That's what's up.
Facts. Facts, we do.
That is facts.
All right. Anyway, while you motherfuckers over here bonding in your...
Yeah, we've had a little bonding moment. That's just all good.
Your prison moment. A little prison moment. Go ahead, Chris. What you want the hell you want to talk about?
It's got to be a smart girl. Okay, she got a banging body, but eventually that dumb shit going to get on your nerves. Like, we all know this. Like, we get these bird brain bitches that got banging bodies and wonder why we hate them in a month.
Yeah, because nobody likes a fucking airhead, man. You're right.
Like,
nobody likes
like
a goofy bitch.
Like, every now and then, we want to actually have an intelligent... Contrary to popular belief, niggas actually want to have... Intelligent conversations.
Intelligent
conversations with a girl. And when she says something dumb, you just be like,
I hate you.
You start getting mad and just confess the shit. You know what? That's why I'm cheating on your dumb ass anyway. Stupid bitch. Like, you just get mad. Because she gonna say something so dumb, you just go like, you know what? Why the fuck am I hiding shit from you? You're so dumb and you won't even, you're not worth it. So, yeah, you always gotta go with the smart girl. Smart girl just make you feel better inside.
Yeah, and you can always fix her body, man. I mean, you can go to the gym and work out. You know what I'm saying? So, that's straight up.
When you have an intelligent woman by your side, she is your representative. When you can't talk, she will. And you better pray to God she make you looking like in great light. So when she can actually conversate and show conversate with people and show that she bout something, that make you look better. You don't want to have to explain your girl. Man, what's up with your girl? Man, she got fat ass, though. Like, I hate that.
That's real. Real try.
I cannot concur with that statement by Chris because she's got a fat ass. I will ignore her stupidness at least for 24 hours. I will ignore her stupidness for 24 hours.
You might be a nigga that likes that. You know what I'm saying? You might like a bitch that all she does is just sit there and look pretty. You know what I'm saying? Which ain't nothing wrong with it. You know, so I can respect what you're saying, too, but, let's just be realistic. Like, bitch, you mean to tell me we can't have a half of an intelligent motherfucking conversation every 3 months? Because, come on now.
If she not playing in the state, you not playing for her to stay, it's all well and good. But if this your girl, girl, you better read a fucking book. You better put on some glasses, sit on the couch, look, and read a book. You better act like you look smart.
Yeah, it could be fucking Dr. Seuss. You know, do not like green eggs and ham. I just read something.
Listen, just look smart. Please just look smart. Look like you're doing something intelligent. And don't talk.
You know why the dumb population is exploding, right? Because men are having one-night stands with dumb women that look good, and they produce dumb kids.
Facts.
Yeah.
That's why niggas hate their baby moms, because they didn't know the bitch. They be like, man, I can't stand this girl. Because you don't
know
her. I can't stand my baby mom. Well, you would know you couldn't stand her if you didn't fuck her the first night, stupid.
If you knew her last name. I don't get it. These women having kids with men, and they don't even know their social security number, don't know their last name, don't know what to put on the damn birth certificate, don't know where the nigga work at.
You don't even know his real name. Like, he gives you aliens like a motherfucker. You searching his rap name on Facebook trying to figure out who the fuck he is. You don't even know his real name.
Oh, man. Yeah. Shout out to that, man. Jit, what's our next topic, man?
Ah, all right,
this actually.
I feel bad.
This actually the final topic of the night. You know, and if we have time, we could definitely go back, man, and go on some other topics. But the final topic of the night, Real Trap Wednesdays, next to Blow Radio with dope-ass music and special guest Miss Lady B in the motherfucking building. How would you reform child support? Put it like this, because this is another situation, like I said, man, that's kind of, I know, right? It's, and it'll get crazier and crazier by the year. So this just might sound so fucking generic, but I always say, if you do what the fuck you're supposed to do on each party, you shouldn't have no problems. Because check this out, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm 35 years old. Back when my son, you know, my son, he's 20 now. But back in the day, you could actually take a shoebox, save all the motherfucking receipts that you got. You know what I'm saying? And bro, I'm talking about I had shoeboxes. Because I've never been on child support a day in my life. You understand what I'm saying? So I can't say I've been through it, but I've known so many people that go through the situation. Back to the story, though. You can put receipts, all that, have it, have your proof. This is what I did, X, Y, Z. A nigga just told me maybe 2-3 months ago, like, Jit, that's some old shit. That's that 1999 shit. You can't do that no more because a judge look at that as a gift. That was a gift to your child. So you ain't even got debt proof no more. You know what I'm saying? And that used to be my little secret I used to give to the young boys. Say, hey, no matter what, I don't give a fuck if you're taking care of your child because the bitch might come to you with some dumb shit down the line anyway. We already know that's about to happen. Prepare yourself. But from what I've been told, that don't even matter no more. You know what I'm saying? So this is the first topic where I can actually say, like, man, I want to know the question to that. How do you reform fucking child support? Because it don't seem like nothing working. You know what I'm saying? So that's my thoughts. I know I was all over the place with that one, you know what I'm saying? But I truly want to know what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? Because a nigga told me, like, nigga, you could save receipts till that nigga turned 29, and that shit still wouldn't motherfucking matter. And I was like, well, goddamn, the game has changed.
What you got, Lady B?
It goes both ways. I mean, because some of them still can. Some states still allow that to happen, you know. Down here, it's still very much can happen like that. They come in with everything to prove that they've been doing their part. But when it comes down to reforming it, how can it be done different? Yeah, that's touchy because it's kind of hard. I mean, and the reason why I say it's because you have some guys who, like, he might be giving the baby mama $500 a month, right? But then she turned around and put him on child support, so now he done went from $500 a month to giving her $65 a month because the state only mandates $65, whereas before she was getting $500. So that whole thing could be flipped. That whole thing could be flipped, you know, because at the end of the day, you know damn well you can't do shit with $65. But at the same time, it's funny because some guys that's doing what they're supposed to do, and then you get a vindictive woman who go down and put him on child support. Now, bitch, you went from getting $700 a month, now you only getting $107 a month, and you mad. That's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
That's your fault. And that's something that a lot of women really need to think about. If you got it to the point where the baby daddy's doing what he's supposed to do or whatever, don't be thinking that you're going to get more by running your ass down there to them fucking white folks, because them white folks don't really
care. Every time you get
there, they don't care. They look at shit like, well, it's just a kid. All you got to do is give them this, and this. And now they know damn well nobody can raise no goddamn kid off of $107 a month. You can't do nothing. A paper doll is all you can do with $107 a month. Not no real fucking kid. A baby doll, but not no real kid. So it kind of goes both ways, you know. But for all the women that
hey, and I want these niggas stop running up in these bitches wrong. Stop running up in them wrong and put on the condoms. That's
hello?
How you perform it. I just figured it out.
Hello?
I just figured it out, Lady B. Stop running up in the mall. You're skeeting in everything. That's the problem.
You got to go both ways because you got some of them just let everybody run up in them wrong. And the motherfucker be saying, wait, hold on, let me get something. Oh, we good because I can't have kids. And he, okay. Well, what is this?
Then she pregnant with twins.
You know? Yeah.
What you got, Chris? What you got, Chris? Because you pay like child support for like 17 kids and shit because you're Dominican.
Oh,
so
shit.
What would you do?
Shut up! I ain't got no kids. I got God kids. But.
Hey, well, keep it that way, shit.
We had this conversation before. We had this conversation before.
And we'll tell the people on Next to Blow, damn it.
Stick to my guns on it. People going to be mad at me for this, but I'm going to stick to my gun with this. The only way you reform child support is abolish it. And I'm going to tell you why. Niggas is not going to fucking change. Period. Niggas not going to fucking change. Women got to do it. Y'all got it. Like, it's your power. Y'all, it's the power of the pussy. Y'all got the power. Y'all control sex. So when it breaks the fuck down, it's your job to regulate the shit. So if ladies stop being smart about the niggas they fuck, they won't have these problems. Mm. Go back to the same shit I was saying earlier. Like you don't even know niggas' names, but you sleeping with them. So, and then you wonder why you hate him, why he ain't shit, why he a deadbeat. If you knew the nigga, you would know he was a deadbeat. You would know he ain't shit. If you take the time to learn about somebody. And if a nigga will step out on his fucking kid, he won't. If a nigga can literally step out on his fucking kid, his flesh and blood, then you shouldn't have been fucking with him in the first place. Period. And child support is really fucked up because the way it's perceived in the life, it's not child support, it's your support. I'm not with you. That's for my child. Why you hit me every time you need this, you need this, you need this. I don't give you. When the last time you actually told me what my child needs? Why would you need what my child needs?
So, Kurt, you saying get an abortion? You saying get an abortion?
The only way to change it is to abolish it. Because
hold up,
that's
abolish,
the only way.
No, the whole thing. Period. Okay, I got you. Okay,
yeah.
My bad.
Now let me say this. I have to disagree with some of that when you saying that. You wouldn't, if you got to know them, you would know that he wasn't shit. That ain't always the case. That's not always the case. Because I would say this. I was with my son dad since high school. High school sweetheart. I got pregnant in college. And it wasn't until we were together all those years. And it wasn't until after my son was born that we find out that he wasn't shit. So you can't always say that he was this,
that,
and other. He was raised in the house with both of his parents, okay? But the nigga wasn't shit. He wasn't shit.
Hold on. Time out. How long you known him?
Since high school.
So how long were y'all dating?
We dated for about 6 years before I got pregnant.
Yeah, that's a long time, Chris. That nigga had some amoeba. He had some amoeba ain't shit in him. Because it just manifested all of a sudden.
People is masterminds these days, though. You got to just kind of keep it real. You know, folks can pull the okey-doke on the most smartest motherfucker. You know, which is why when motherfuckers go to stabbing and killing and shooting, that's why that happened. You understand what I'm saying? When you mask and cover up shit for so long. You know, so I can kind of respect where she's coming from with that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, folks are capable of any motherfucking thing. It could very well take you 10 years to see a nigga true colors. You know,
yeah,
maybe
sometimes you can be with them just that long and don't realize they ain't shit. He ain't shit, you know?
Yeah, he could be a good man, but a lousy father. He'd be a good man, but a lousy father. I know a lot of people.
Exactly,
like that.
And I tell you what, deadbeat dads make the best stepdads in the world. Nigga won't do shit for his own. But you get that motherfucker out there with a woman who got 5-6 kids, and you see him at basketball practice and everything else, and his son needs jumpsuits. Them deadbeat dads ain't shit, but they make some damn good stepdads.
Because I always contribute to that as he got to know her. Like I see that a lot, and I always look at it like he actually got to know her. She was like, okay, I've been through this role before. I'm not playing that stupid game with you. So, and he actually was challenged. So he had to do something. He already looked at it like, well, I already won over you, so I don't got to worry about it. But she's actually making me work. Like, that's how I always saw that. Like,
that's some dumb shit. Shout out to the super stepdad.
How's it dumb?
Hey, I'm just saying that the what you're saying is
niggas
not dumb.
Like,
but the point you're making, they dumb niggas because it don't make no logical sense. But
yeah.
I'm not saying what you're saying is dumb because we all know niggas like that are super stepdads with a lousy dads to their own kids. We all know it.
Like when the last time you saw your kids? Like, you know you have your own, right? Like those type of niggas fascinate me.
You know, or the dads that live right up the street from their kids but never see them.
Like, how do you do that?
Oh,
how do you live right up the street from your kids, but you don't never see them, though?
Oh, my God.
How about you, like, right around the corner?
You don't
accidentally bump into your kids.
You ain't bullshit.
Like, you got to you're at the liquor store at the same time. You got to be at the liquor store at the same time sometimes.
Nah, this is the worst. The niggas that let another female get between them and their kids.
Oh,
that's
if your kid's bad as shit though, I can understand it because I'm like, look, it's either me or your kid because your kid bad as shit. Just me or the kid, I can't be here. It's your kid bad as shit, so I'm a petty nigga. I definitely would say that the kids is bad as shit. either it's me or the kid. You get the good dick or you get the bad kid. One of the two gotta go. But let me go ahead and give my answer because we're going into overtime. Let me go ahead and give my answer on the topic of reform. I am Dope Obama, and if you vote for me, this is what I'm going to do to reform child support. Right? Men, you have two choices. You can either, A, marry the woman, and you'll never have to pay child support ever again in life. Ever. You will never have to pay child support if you marry the woman. Never have to pay child support. Right? If you marry her. If you don't marry
her.
Well,
even with that being the case, you still got these ones out here that got 2-3 baby mamas at the same time.
Well, then we'll see. Then we're gonna do like Utah. Marry as many women as you want, but you gotta marry any woman that has your kid, and you never have to pay child support. That's one. If you can make a lifelong commitment to make a kid, you can make a lifelong commitment to marry the woman. I'm just saying.
Oh, turn that shit dope.
I'm just saying, if you make a lifelong commitment to the kid, you make a lifelong commitment to the woman. I'm just saying, I don't understand how all of a sudden you can make a kid and you can never fall out of love with your kid, but you can fall out of love with a woman. I don't get it. If you don't want to marry the woman and you create the kid, right, you have to spend at least half the time with the kid. You both have to go 50-50. Got to be 50-50. So that's it. That's your only two choices.
So what's the consequences? Because there got to be consequences with it.
There got to be consequences. If you don't spend time with your kid, I'm taking half your check. I'm taking half your check. That's my reform bill. Marry him.
Spend
half the time with your kid. Because I'm like, you don't even have to spend no money.
Or
you just spend half your
fuck
time,
out
half
of
time
wages.
With your kid. Oh man, I'm
fuck out of the wages.
I'm taking the income tax check. I'm taking if they went on a scratcher, I'm taking half of that. If you went on
a
scratcher,
you taking a lot of money. God damn, nigga. He's taking all the earnings. Nigga said
you
went a scratch off, bitch. If you scratch off,
you got a special debit card.
Every time you swipe it, half of it's gone. Every time you swipe your debit card, half is gone.
That nigga face pop up. Bitch,
God
I got
damn.
You. Got him.
Shit, you gonna get a nigga, you gonna get a cheeseburger, and they just gave you half of that shit. The other half go to your child.
You gonna get half of a Big Mac.
It cost you $14 for the Big Mac. $14
nigga,
for the
you don't
Big
need
Mac.
Get no sauce. No special sauce for you,
no sauce.
Bitch.
Cigarettes cost you $30. Cigarettes cost you $30.
Oh shit.
Man. I enjoyed this show.
Back in Newport's cost $30. $30.
Okay, bitch, you get two. That's all you getting, two. And we ain't got no 100.
Lord.
Hey, we ain't got no 100. All we got is shorts. Nah, bitch.
you get a whole pack of shorts.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, man, shout out to everybody that's tuned in. Everybody says, Jit, you is a fool. Shout out to everybody.
This show made
they
my night,
me.
Man. Yeah, made
they
my night.
For me, Jit. They voting for me.
Yeah,
for
they
me.
Did.
They voting for me for the reform bill. I'm telling you, bro.
Okay, then. There it is, nigga. I vote for you, too, bro. You had a good point.
Yeah. Oh, yes, man. Dope Obama. 2000.
Dope Obama, nigga.
Dope Obama. 2000.
Dope Obama.
Listen. I'm going to lose the race, but I do hope people come and actually learn the people that they want to fuck. Please just do that. The world
I know it sounds crazy. Just take time to learn the people you want to fuck instead of just fucking them. Yeah,
the world
but
would
yeah.
be a better place.
He's right.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, it would.
The world would be a better place if you just learned the people that you fucking.
If it's a one night stand, you ain't got to worry about learning. Just pick and put a condom on. Go on, fuck them and
that's
go
what
on.
I'm saying, sis.
Condoms break.
Whoa. See, hold on. We got to put Crush on mute because he said condoms break. So, fellas, here's the thing. I've never met a condom that broke. You know why? Because she's always wet. Condom breaks, she's not wet.
Ooh,
you're doing something
school
wrong.
Them. School them, dope.
Mm-hmm.
Something wrong.
And then
if that bitch breaking down on you,
condoms.
Something wrong. Yeah.
And then there's always female condoms, so yeah.
Yeah, and you know I use a Magnum, so I ain't never had that problem in my life, baby, because I got to fit it all in.
Where this nigga shit going? Yeah. This nigga shit.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I got to fit it all
don't
in.
Don't nobody care about what kind of ice cream you eat. I don't care about what kind of ice cream you eat, baby.
All right. We'll see about that. We're going to check these motherfuckers' Instagram messages after this episode to see who cares about that Magnum.
Damn,
that DM gonna be popping.
It is. That's already. That's what's up.
Man.
This the best birthday. Hey, bro, this the best fun I had. This was my birthday. Real nigga shit,
it
y'all.
Is,
like man. I enjoyed this show. And Lady B, we damn sure appreciate you for coming through tonight, dog. Like it's always fun when you come through this motherfucker. So salute, queen.
Thank you. It's always fun when I come through here. Y'all clown.
Yeah, I love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
well, shout out to my
clown.
Man, Zay.
It's all good.
Yeah, shout out to Zay.
He's trying to sell the trap house, so shout out to
Professor
Zay.
X.
And Professor X.
Yeah.
And he keep putting that S curl in his hair that he gonna look like Professor S.
S curl. Oh shit, we love you Zay.
Alright man, listen, you know, I already know I hate doing overtime, so let's give our shouts out so we can get the hell up out of here. We're gonna let this short nigga Crush go first though.
Man,
go ahead, Crush.
I don't got no shout outs no more. Just follow me everywhere. Crush the Catalyst.
Hey, that's what's up, family. Much love to you, bro. You know it's all love, broski.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, 100.
He's like a half retired hip hop artist, man. Chris, you make me sick. See, this is what happens when you get niggas from Delaware.
Nah, because I don't want to say catch me somewhere, catch me here. because I don't even know if I'm going to be there anymore. So I don't,
of course, I need you to slide through Ground Hard Radio, bro. I mean, bless the folks. You ain't bless the folks, man. Come through and slide through one time.
See,
the ground
the way my life I do need to start showing my
face. I'm just saying, he got a whole album coming out, Jit, but nobody know when it's coming out. He don't even know when it's coming out.
See,
he
man, man Chris, come on now, bro.
Hook
you up with an instant
Listen, when I tell you Shadow E got my album under lock and key, I don't even know it. I don't even know the date. I don't even know what my first single going to be.
Hey, look, Crush signed to Cash Money. Crush signed to Cash Money.
Yep.
Mm.
He said he's out of Cash Money. I couldn't do nothing but that.
See, that's why it takes me so. That's why it takes me so long for Dope to get verses back, because everything is under lock and key at Shadow E. I don't even get my shit.
Shout out to owning your own masters. Shout out to all to owning all your masters. Shout out to that.
Hey, that's what's up.
Lady B, give your shout out.
Shout out to everybody that's listening in tonight. Continue listening in and tuning in. Keep up with these guys. Shout out to all of the ladies and the guys that have started following me since last week on Instagram and Facebook.
That's amazing.
Shout out to them. Yeah, we got some interesting questions in the inbox, but yeah. I ain't getting no dick pics, so thank goodness.
The thirst is real.
You ain't getting no dick pics.
The thirst is real.
You ain't getting no dick pics.
I ain't getting no dick pics, but I got some interesting questions, yeah. So shout out to everybody that's actually listening in and turning around and following me, asking questions, or just interested in what I have going on, whether it's my mail review, whether it's my business, or what have you. And shout out to my Florida family and Power Move Fitness out there in Coral Springs. That's it.
Salute.
Shout out to Blog Talk, man. You know, I love to hear stuff like that, because I'm telling you, man, people be like, they was like, who's Lady B? Oh, I love me some Lady B. Oh, she's so real. Oh, she's the truth. She's the truth. I'm like, don't nobody care about
Lady B.
She gonna be outside of me. Outside of me on my own damn show and shit.
You know? Yeah.
Shout out to Lady B, though. Shout out to Lady B.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give me a shout out to your old Scorpio nigga. You.
Hey, that's what's up, man. This your boy, Jit Chronicles, a.k.a. the Black Larry King, man. You can follow me on social media. That's Twitter and Instagram at Jit Chronicles. Got to salute the motherfucking team. Dope-ass music. Zave, he couldn't be here tonight, man, but we love you. You know what I'm saying? We held you now. Lady B came through. Special guest co-host. Love you, ma. You know what I'm saying? Salute. Crush, you my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Let me know when you want to slide through Ground Hard. I got you. None of this shit would not be possible without Miss Queen T, you know what I'm saying? And I always got to shout out my motherfucking broski.
D-Bands.
You can catch me on Ground Hard Radio, all new episode tomorrow night, and dope-ass music will be in the building too, you know what I'm saying? So it's going all the way down. Once again, this your boy Jit Chronicles, and I'm going to always be next to blow on your motherfucking radio.
It is me, your boy, dope-ass music. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in on the switchboard. Shout out to everybody that's listening online. It's crazy how many people listen online while they cooking, while they doing dishes, while they hoeing, whatever they doing. Right, they listen online. Shout out to that. You know what I'm saying?
They hoeing. They hoeing and washing dishes.
Can I say something real quick? No, because that brought up a great topic. What if somebody hoeing right now? And then when I said, I just hope people know who you fucking. One person, like, yo, I really don't know this bitch. Or, yo, I really don't know this nigga. I just hope one person did that. I just hope somebody did that.
See what I'm saying, Jit? See, this is why you can't have these Dominican niggas on the show. See,
He didn't want everybody to just, hey, man, you got to do a background check on who you fuck. Ain't nothing wrong with it, but, you know, yeah, Tracy, you were going a little over. You were going a little over, but I get it.
if you vote for Dope Obama on my reform bill, if he out there hoeing, you get half. Let him hoe. You get half.
Dope Obama.
Listen, I'm Dope's running mate, so we about to take over this motherfucker.
All right, we go. Hey, I like that though.
Teddy laugh. We out of here, man.